here's a story from The World.
Another sign that things are getting back to normal? Pretty soon, fans of the Toronto Blue Jays can at long last hear this in Toronto.
Oh, Canada, our home and native land.
After nearly 2 years of playing home games in Buffalo, the Blue Jays are returning home. It's part of the Canadian government's plan to reopen to some American travelers, at least. But for Canadians heading south, they'll need to wait a bit longer. The U.S. now says it will keep its land borders closed to many travelers, both from Canada and Mexico. Tony Payan teaches at Rice University's Baker Institute for Public Policy in Houston. Tony, let's talk first about the Toronto Blue Jays. Canada's granted the team an exemption so they can resume play in Toronto on July 30th. That'll be the first time since 2019. Are there any restrictions linked to that exemption?
Not really. I think Canada is a country that's behaved quite well. I think about 71% of all Canadians have received at least one dose of the vaccine. And about 52-53% are fully vaccinated. So it's well ahead, I think, of other countries. And this is symbolic. This is a way to signal to the world that Canada is open with certain restrictions and precautions. And this is a way to signal to the Canadians that things are coming back to normal.
And will all players and anyone associated with the team have to show they've been vaccinated before entering Canada?
That seems to be the requirement. The Canadian government is going to allow anyone to cross the border by land if they show that they've been vaccinated.
Canada also just announced it's opening its borders back up to fully vaccinated Americans or non-essential travelers. Which Americans?
That will be any American resident or citizen of the United States that can show proof of vaccination. That's something really significant. Those of us who are more focused on the U.S.-Mexico border have been actually advocating for that. There is no reason to restrict anyone, really, who can legally cross the border that can show that he or she has been vaccinated. Restricting them from crossing the border, I think it's really not justified any longer. So Canada is definitely signaling they're ready for an open border with those measures in place.
And today, where are we at? Who is allowed to enter in and out of Mexico from the U.S.?
Nothing has changed throughout the pandemic and today. Any American or any U.S. permanent resident can go into Mexico, travel freely around the country with no restrictions, no questions asked, no tests, and of course, no proof of vaccination. That's still going on. In the case of Mexico, it's really a tragic case that Mexico was not able to discern carefully and put in place a system to check anybody that was coming in and ensure minimally that they were not infected, unlike Canada, which was quite the contrast.
So the Biden administration has not reciprocated. In fact, it's extended non-essential travel restrictions for its borders with Canada and Mexico until the 21st of August. Why is that? And what does that just mean practically?
It really is incomprehensible to me that the Biden administration is not reciprocating. I recently wrote about this issue, and I think that it is very reasonable to allow those who show proof of vaccination to cross land borders, both in Canada and in Mexico, of course. There is no reason to stop people from using the border crossers from going back and forth to conduct their family, social, and of course, economic activities.
So we've been talking about non-essential travel, Tony. What about other people like asylum seekers and migrants?
That's a very good question. Obviously, asylum seekers, what they do is they show up at the international bridges in Texas, at the ports of entry in Arizona or in California, and they turn themselves to U.S. authorities. They are brought in. They are processed in the United States. They're given tests. The facilities are often crowded. There was a big problem with infections in detention facilities in the United States, and then they were often expelled back into Mexico. The change, of course, between Trump and Biden was that minors were no longer deported into Mexico, and they were kept in the United States and given a test and ensured that they were negative, but they were ultimately processed. That was a very different case, though, because many of these asylum seekers at the end of the day were allowed into the United States, and then the authorities, the bureaucrats at the border were scrambling to figure out what to do with them and how to prevent higher infection rates. But that was exceptional. Any other Mexican citizen or resident with a visa, resident of the border, was not allowed to cross. But if you were an asylum seeker, you had to be processed.
Tony Payan is the director of the Center for United States and Mexico at Rice University in Houston. Tony, thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.